Proclamation number 3289 of 11th of October, 1944. Measures taken by the world against spiritual aspiration. Worldly endeavors will always meet with the approval of the children of the world, but those who are inclined towards the spiritual kingdom will condemn them, for they are directed against everything spiritual and therefore mean a threat to those who strive spiritually. The children of the world, however, do not approve of spiritual endeavors. They feel hindered by them and consequently agree that the latter should be fought. And so people will soon divide into children of the spirit and children of the world. Only the latter will outnumber the former and therefore push through their measures because the others are too weak to rebel against them. And this results in a strong oppression of those who have faith and therefore strive for the spiritual kingdom, and they are exposed to many sufferings and tribulations for the sake of their faith. The children of the world are completely faithless. They believe themselves to be enlightened and spiritually superior to others, and thus they feel justified in taking action against them and eradicating all faith, for they don't know what blessings they are forfeiting for themselves through their faithlessness. They only think and strive for earthly goods and don't consider their souls because they don't believe that the soul will enter the spiritual kingdom after its earthly life. They do not recognize a spiritual kingdom because it cannot be proven. And to draw the greatest possible advantages from earth for the body is man's only concern. And thus both parties oppose each other. The one small in number but strong through faith in an Almighty God who will stand by them in His love. And the large mass, which certainly appears strong on the outside but is too weak to fight against faith in order to dissuade the small flock or to make them compliant to their wishes. The power and strength are with those who fight with God and for God. But the children of the world will proceed ever more harshly the more steadfastly those who strive spiritually persevere in their faith. For the children of the world are also Satan's children, and he uses all means to snatch his followers away from God. And therefore he also makes use of the world and its charms. A time of most bitter adversity will come for the believers, which they could certainly easily remedy if they would submit to the demands of the world. And therefore it will cost a struggle to remain faithful to God in view of the temptations by the world and the extremely meager living conditions the believers have to suffer. But the world will not be able to uproot the followers of the faith. They have already overcome the world and no longer take pleasure in things that are transient and do not come from the spiritual kingdom. They have tasted the graces of the spiritual kingdom, and they will never again give them away for earthly trinkets, for perishable goods and everything that belongs to the world. For even in times of bitterest adversity, the gifts of grace flow to them from the spiritual kingdom. And these compensate them for all restrictions and tribulations which arise from worldly measures. The enemy onslaught will indeed be very fierce and require convinced faith, but the small flock of God's fighters will be in close union with Jesus Christ and He will lead them out of the battle victoriously. For He provides them with strength. He leads them into battle and helps them to bear all adversity so that they can never be overcome, no matter how strong and brutal the opponent is. For the greatest strength lies in faith in Jesus Christ, and they fight with the weapons of love, and against these the adversary is powerless. Anyone who loves the world will also fall prey to the world. Yet those who strive towards the spiritual kingdom are no longer tempted by the world, and thus they only receive gifts from the spiritual kingdom, but they are also supported by the forces of this kingdom, and their power is truly greater than earthly power. The time of battle is short and thus also the time of suffering for the believers. Yet they carry off the victory, for they will live forever, while the children of the world find their death physically and spiritually. Yet never cease to be. And this spiritual death is extremely agonizing, and they owe it to the world which struck their souls in fetters and from which they were unable to break away. They sought the world and found death. But the believers will overcome the world and find eternal life. Amen.